Masechet Shabbat Daf Kuf Mem Dalet, and we're starting at the bottom of Kuf Mem Gimel that we got up to yesterday. To Kuf Mem Dalet, I just want to go back to Kuf Mem Gimel. I would bet if you just look very quickly, about 10 lines up, we said the Vesaba Rabbi Yehuda Stam Asur, because we had over there in the brighter. We said in the end that what was the machloket? We said that Zaitim Shemashach Ben Shemen Vanavim Shemachim Yain Vichnisu Ben Ocha Ben Amashke Yotzim. Everybody agrees that Anavim and olives and grapes, whatever the case was, one or olive that came out of them would be Asur on Shabbos. Tutim Shemashach Ben Mayin. This was the machlok we said between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. We said Tutim and Rimonim. Right? We said over there that if Lochli was there for food, then what came out of it would be mutar. If it was for mashkin or stam, if you had if you had bought the rimonim, these pomegranates or berries for drink or just stam, then what came out of it was asur Rabbi Yehuda. And Chachamim said asur, whatever the case was. So it seems that Rabbi Yehuda said that if you had brought these fruits and you hadn't specified what you wanted them for drinking or for food, stam, he said there's stam as far as these things would be asur as well. And then the Gemara said, well, Rabbi Yehuda said that stam is asur. And then we go into this whole thing about Chalav Isha. We brought Chalav Isha and we had Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim arguing about whether Chalav Isha was more than blood and blood of the animal, blood of the human being. We said, because it's not Chalalim. And we said blood of the human being is dam halal, dam chalim, because what's the difference? If it's a partially killed, if it's fully killed, it's still blood, right? And that's what we got up to yesterday. So he said, Aviyah Shalur Ratzon, Shedam Agavta Tahor. So that dam, we said that dam of a person, right, that would when we said Matahir, we said would be Makhshir, right? Look at Rashidam and Magavash Isha, Im Nagafra Glau Yada, the whole Chavurash Yatzam in the dam. Can I repair Dam Nida? Dam Chalalim, Dan Arug, right? But Dam Chalim Yishte. And we say, what's the difference if it's partial, etc.? And therefore, we said that the woman's milk comes from blood. And Dam that comes out of the wound, Shalola Ratzon is Tame. Therefore, we said that the milk from a woman would be Tame, would Matame. In other words, would be Machshir Lutuma. Whether it was Leratzon or Leratzon, just like blood of the woman would be Matame, Leratzon or Leratzon, as opposed to an animal who would only be, if it was Shchitadam, right, which is Leratzon, and therefore so too the milk of the animal would only be Machshir Lutuma if it was Leratzon. That's what we got up to yesterday. Okay, so we got a bit sidetracked from the question of Stam on Rabbi Yehuda. We haven't really seen where Rabbi Yehuda fits into this whole equation of here, whatsoever. Because Machloket Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim discussing ratzon of dam versus milk, as opposed to animals. That's what we get after now. So Amar Lahen. So now this is Chachamim, Rabbi Akiva replying to Chachamim. Because Chachamim were the ones that said, Rabbi Akiva, how can you compare the two? The woman's blood is metame, is machshir l'tuma, even l'ratzon, and therefore her milk is the same thing, therefore l'ratzon. How can you compare that to animals? So Rabbi Akiva said to them, Amar Lahen, he said to them, Ani bechalav mi badam, machmir ani, sorry, machmir ani, bechalav mi badam, amo machmir, bechalav mi badam, why? With milk in the blood. Sheacholev l'refuah tamei, v'amekiz l'refuah tahor. Look what he says of Yera, he says like this, he says, machmir ani bechalav l'tamo, to make him tamei, that was machshir l'tumah, present for tumah, it was the blood, the chalavia, would be like a liquid. Af shlora ratzon mi badam, even more so, right, than the blood. Sheacholev refuat b'hem, if you milk an animal, not because you want the milk, but because shelo yezikena, right, that it shouldn't, like if it's, you know, we spoke about it, well, you mentioned lots of ago when a woman has, it's mastitis, right? So the same idea, if an animal doesn't, isn't milked on a regular basis, it could become dangerous. One of the reasons why you don't milk a cow on Shabbos is because of Tzar Balei Chaim. You know, that the way that we get milk from cows, basically the farmers keep the cows pregnant all the time and they're always having children. It's exactly like a human being. A cow doesn't have milk always. I used to think as a child that a cow just had milk. A cow doesn't have milk. A cow only has milk after it's had a baby. So to keep cows milk, you keep cows having calves. And then you milk it, and you milk it for a long time. You keep it milking, and the milk carries on flowing. Eventually, the milk will dry out, and you have to become pregnant again, have a new baby. And if that the cow isn't with its mother, isn't with its children, and it isn't being milked, so it's dangerous for the cow. So you've got to keep the cow being milked. He says, yeah, if you milk the cow in order not for to prevent her from causing damage, so chalava tamay. Now the chalav is machshila tuma. He says, the halaratzonu. On the other hand, I may kiss dam lebam toler refuah tahor. Even if you draw blood from an animal, but kavanah for its refuah, like do bloodletting, the blood wouldn't be considered. That's therefore he says over here that the dam magafetahi for hil vachorer refuah tamei afanotef shleratzon tamei. Rabbi Akiva says no. He says, look, what you're saying about women, etc. says fine, but when it comes to animals, we've got halacha. If I milk it, not because I want the milk, just so that the animal doesn't suffer. That milk is still considered metame, machshilatuma. So therefore, milk with an animal, he says, is different to blood with an animal. So therefore, I say with an animal that cow's milk is also machshilatuma, even shalom l'ratzon. That's what Rabbi Akiva says to the Chachamim. Right? So Amru lo, so they said to him, Salei zaitim v'anavim yochichu. They come now suddenly we start seeing a little hint to Rabbi Yehuda from yesterday with the fruits. He says, how are we going to prove to Rabbi Akiva here that he's wrong about this? So we'll prove to you from baskets of Zaitim v'anavim yochichu. What are the baskets got to do with it? We'll see in a second. Right, look at Rashi. Amru lo, eino dome shlo l'ratzon liyotze l'ratzon. You can't compare things that squeeze and that drip out in when you want them or when you don't. You can't compare the two. Right? Sharei salei Zaitim v'anavim yochichu. We'll prove this from baskets of olives and grapes. Sha'amashke, Rashi adds in those words, right? It says like this, Sha'arei salei zeitim anim yochichu, Sha'amashke hayotzin mehen l'ratzon temein, shlo l'ratzon tohorin. He says, why? He says, because the juice that leaks out of these olives and grapes in baskets, remember baskets, put this in the back of your mind for a second. If juice leaks out of fruits into a basket, what happens to the juice? It runs away. It just drips off onto the floor, right? Sal, particularly, look at the word salim. Salim are baskets. They're not kalim that are sealed. If you've got grapes or olives in a pot or in a bowl or in a plate, whatever juice leaks out will be collected in the plate or in the pot or in the bowl. If you've got grapes or olives in a basket, this is going to leak out onto the floor, right? Just remember that. And he says, Aviyah, we'll prove to you, Aviyah, he says to Rabbi Akiva, that you can't draw this comparison, Aviyah. And there is a difference between Ratzon and L'Ratzon. Because he says these fruits that are in a basket, and they yotzin mem L'Ratzon, you want the juice, metamin, shelo L'Ratzon tohorim. And if it's not L'Ratzon, they don't bachshi. Look at Rashi for half a second, the very first part. Rashi says, shelo L'Ratzon, which is... No. So Gemara says like this. Now, how's that a proof? Gemara says, now, my love, now we start trying to come closer to bringing the analogy to Rabbi Yehuda. So we're seeing over here that Chacham and Rabbi Akiva arguing, what is L'Ratzon, what's not L'Ratzon? They've got this fruit in the basket. He says that the juice that links out of it, even if it's when it's L'Ratzon, it will be Machshu, Shelo L'Ratzon, Tahor. Remember the idea that... Just look at that Tosaf for half a second, very, very quickly. Right next to Tzalei Zaitim, Vanavim Yochichu, Shemashka Yotzim, and Ratzon Tavish Lotzorin. It says, Beshalem Masechet Machshirin, the end of Masechet Machshirin. Messiahem, Lo im Amarta Besalei Zaitim, Vanavim. What's the good Tzalei Vesharei? Betchilato Ochel, Vesofo Mashke. At the beginning, when you had put the fruits into the basket, why did you put them into the basket? Because you wanted the fruit to eat it. You wouldn't have put it into a basket if you wanted the liquid, because the liquid would just drip off, like I said. So there's not a good way if you want liquids, put it into a basket. Tomru bechalav shetchilato v'sofo mashka. Can you compare these things, what's at all, to milk? Because milk is always mashka. From milk never changes. Milk doesn't once become food. Milk is always a liquid. So how can you draw? That's a question that Artos was asking on Al Gemara. But I'm going ahead. So let's go back now. So he says, my love, don't we want to say, L'Ratzon, what does L'Ratzon mean? L'Ratzon means the nichele, that it's good for you, you want it, that's what L'Ratzon means. And Shelo L'Ratzon, when you don't want it, that is Stama. And that's what stam is. Now, when we spoke yesterday, and we said, Rabbi Yehuda said, right, lo'ochel, and then mashke and stam. I understood at least that mashke and stam, we wanted either something for ochel, or mashke or stam, meaning either for mashke, or we weren't sure whether it was for mashke or for ochel, makes no difference, and therefore it would be the own category. So now, so you can understand the Gemara saying that lo leratzon could be stam. Because leratza was that you wanted something specific. You either bought it for drink or you bought it for food. If you didn't care what it was, so that would be stam. There was not that I particularly want the juice out of it. That's what I want to say now, lo leratza. Okay? Umar zaytim vanavim. De b'nei schita ninu. So now, if that's the case, olives and grapes, that as a rule, but I think Robert sent yesterday a WhatsApp, right, confirming what I had said, that like if you saw something like the vast majority of the grapes in the world are grown for, I think he said 75% or something, of grapes are grown for wine, right, for actual, for screaming. So that's what he says, and I think olives as well, right? So he says, yeah, Umar zaytim anavim de b'nei schita ninhu. They are there. What's the purpose of these things as a rule? To be squeezed for their fruits, for their juices. Shelo leratzon, right? So if you bought grapes or olives, shelo leratzon, what do you mean lo leratzon? You didn't want the juice, right? So he says, to be answered in the news, shelo leratzon velo klum. So now if they, milechatchila, they there for their liquids. And you're saying you didn't want their liquids, therefore they won't be machshi letumah. So now, tutim verimonim, pomegranates and berries, the lav b'nei schita ninu, who are not grown primarily for their juices, lo kol shekein, isn't it a kol shekein that they will not be machshil tumah? Words, if fruits that are grown for their liquids, and we're saying we don't want them for their liquids, we're saying stam. Therefore, it won't machshil tumah. So how much more so strawberries and pomegranates, which you don't grow for their liquids, if their liquids dropped out and then dripped out by mistake, you don't want them. Now this is trying to parallel over here, Rabbi Akiva saying leratzon or leratzon with our Gemara of stam and mashke or ochel. The Gemara is now saying we can see from how that Machlok Rabbi Akiva Rabbanan on leratzon or leratzon, if we can now say that leratzon, right, means l'schita, and lo l'ratzon means stam or l'ochel, so then we can basically say that just like lo l'ratzon wouldn't make it machshil tumah, so stam wouldn't make it machshil tumah. That's, I think, the only connection between these two things at the moment, right? So and then if we can prove that stam means lo l'ratzon, then we go back now to yesterday's Amud, where we have over there Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara said, Vesava Rabbi Yehuda de stam asur. Would Rabbi Yehuda say that stam is asur? In other words, stam over here would be asur on Shabbos. Why? Because it would be for drink. Therefore, stam asur would be equal to machshu. I think it would be the parallel between them. Does that make sense? Anybody following me? Am I just anybody following me? So like the and then we can say over here how if the anavim aren't machshil tumah, right? So then certainly the tutim also will be machshil tumah, and that's a Rabbi Yehuda, exactly Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says stam is like ochel, and ochel wouldn't be asur, and not being asur means it's not a liquid. It's not a liquid. It's not machshil tumah. That's where the Gemara puts everything up until now. The Gemara says, no, not at all. Leratzon is stama. Shelo leratzon is the gale adate. He says, no. He says, leratzon. Stam is also leratzon. So we can't use this story now to help us with Rabbi Yehuda. Because we worked with Rabbi Yehuda and we said that leratzon is like asur, or leratzon is machshir, and lo leratzon is stam. But if we say no, we don't accept that, Then we got a difficulty with Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, no, you can't discuss it. That's not our subject at all. Leratzon means, right? Leratzon means stam. In other words, even if you didn't specify it, it's still good for you. When do you not want it? Not stam. You don't want it when you say, I don't want it. When you megale adap, when you reveal to the world what your thoughts are, you say, listen, I'm bringing these fruits up here, the oranges, I'm buying them. And you say to your kids, don't squeeze those oranges. Those oranges are not for squeezing. Those oranges are only for eating. Then we've got loleratzon. But if you didn't tell them what to do with oranges, and it could, and just stam, it could be for eating, could be for squeezing, then it would be, and juice came out of it, we'd say even loleratzon. That's what the Gemara says. And therefore, this whole parallel with Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kiva wanted to say a few seconds ago, it doesn't work. Because it only would have worked if we had said that shelo leratzon equals stam. But now he's saying, no, even leratzon could equal stam. Shelo ratzon, amar lo nicheli. That's the answer the Gemara gives over here. So we can't really prove anything from that with Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, and you could also say that this whole story over here is different, doesn't help us either. Why? Now we come to Isha of the basket. That the basket, particularly this brighter which we're speaking about over here, when we said, Amrulo Saleh Zaiti, but Amy Yochichu, the basket of olives or grapes will prove it. Why is it different? Because, like I said at the very beginning, right? Kevin Dele Ibud Kaime, Mikara Afkure Mifkare Lehu. One, since the juice is in the basket, and the basket isn't a place that's going to contain anything or retain anything, therefore you were already, you rooted off in your mind any liquids that would drink out or fall out of it. And that's why those liquids aren't machshil tumah. Not because stam isn't equal to ratzon or lole ratzon. Not for that at all. Because when you put fruit into a basket, from the outset, you muff cure those liquids. You know they're not going to stay there. So you don't care about them. So the liquids have got no relevance whatsoever. And that's why the liquids that drip out are not machshir. Not because of your stam or leschita or le ochel. So it basically is not connected at all whatsoever. Right? Now the Gemara brings a story like this. Ashkachat, Rabbi Yehuda, demodi rabbanan. Now the Gemara, as far as I understand the Gemara, now the Gemara is finished with that discussion. And now we finished with Rabbi Yehuda, we finished Rabbi Akiva, we finished the whole story. Now we go back to before this question, where we said yesterday that, we said, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Modi Rabbi Yehuda, Lachami Bezaitim, Alavim, Wadi Chachmi Rabbi Yehuda, Bishar Pairot. That Rabbi Bar Bachana Selem of Rav. And the Gemara now wants to know what's the basis for that. Where did he understand that Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda don't argue about fruits for eating and don't argue about fruits for drinking? Only argument that could be is on the issue of the pomegranates and the berries. So it says, Minala, where does it come from? How do you know that they agree on all those things? So the Gemara says, how do we know? The time we got a brighter, and the brighter says, Sochtin bifgiin. Bifgiin, Rashi says over here, or prunch beloaz. Prunch is prunes, right? So like plums, right? And you can squeeze plums. Ube frishin. Frishin, he says here, or koidunch. Those are quinces, okay? How did it translate in English, by the way? The koidunch? Otsalaz, Rashi says quince. Is it a quince? Okay. Says Uba Uzarin, right? Uzradin. Rashi says, yeah, Uzradin or Kurmash, Glav or Chai Ba'achiv, Enkan Mishum Dash, right? So I didn't find that actually, but I think I saw a note somewhere. They said there's some type of an apple. Not sure if I saw it, maybe here, and they explained it here. Yeah, Min Tapuche Bar. There we are, I saw that there. Like some sort of like a wild apple. But what?
Crab apples.
Thank you. Okay. I don't know what is a crab apple. You know what a crab apple is?
Wild apple.
Oh, okay. All right. So now what's common to these three types of fruits here? These prunes and the quinces and these crab apples, but not rimonim, is that like Rashi says, the love urchayu bahachi. Right, they're not fruits that you normally squeeze to get out their juices. Okay, Rashi is speaking before the days of the juice bars and all those things, right? where everything is squeezed to make their fruit out of it, even celery and cabbage and lettuce and everything like that, right? We'll see beetroot in a second. All those things today you make juice out of. But let's say that Bekaradin, we can understand that all these things aren't ready for juice. And therefore, actually says, V'ain kan mishum dash. Remember, dash, we learned this in the Melachah, we learned it about Ein Gimel. Dash is when you separate something. So you separate, like when you're separating the wheat, so you get out the wheat from within the chaff and the coverings, etc. Dash is when you take something from inside and you separate it out, right? That's dash. And we said over here that the schitta, all these things here, are a toleda of dash. Because you're actually getting milk out of the cow, right? So you're separating the milk from inside the cow, right? You squeeze it inside something else. That is dash. So when you're squeezing the juice, that is the issue of dash. He says all these things, because there aren't really any fruits inside a cover that you're separating. So you haven't got issue of dash. Because what is an apple? You take an apple and you crush the apple. You're taking the whole apple and you're just crushing it into its liquid form. You aren't separating liquid from an apple. If you take an orange or a lemon and you squeeze the orange, so the orange remains, the juice comes out. Now, when you take an apple and you mush an apple, there's no apple remaining and the juice coming out. It's just all apple. Okay? You got it? Yes? That's why it's not schita. Okay? So now, if we try to understand now how we know that Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda agree on this whole story, then what is this brighter? We've got a brighter that says there, the pekin, the prunes, or the quinces, or these apples, right? You can sochatin, right? It says sochatin. You can on Shabbos. You can squeeze them because there's no issue of schita here, right? Aval lo rimonim, but not limonim. I look at Rashi to urchayu b'hachi, because rimonim, that's what you do. You squeeze rimonim. Now, when you squeeze pomegranate, you actually do squeeze the juice out of the pomegranate. Not exactly the same as a grape and its juice, but you do squeeze it, right? The Gemara says, right, and the Gemara now, this brighter sort of brings an example, the Shilbeit Benashe, Bar Benachwa, Yusochatim Rimonim. How do we know that Rimonim are squeezed? Because Beit Benashe, Harash says, yeah, the Shilbeit Benashe, you regalin is chot Rimonim, Bechul, during the week, not on Shabbos. Alma says, Rashi, Ike de Sachet, the other, you squeeze Rimonim, Hilchach, the Shabbat Asur. So because of Beit Benashe, you don't. But what are we seeing over here? That the Tanakama, Chachamim, we understand that it's Chachamim at the moment, agree that on fruits which are not for drinking, even they agree you can squeeze on Shabbos. So that's how the Gemara knows that Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim agree. That Chachamim agree with Rabbi Yehuda that on fruits that are not for drinking, you can squeeze on Shabbos. Because we've got a brighter and it's Chachamim. That's the assumption. So now the Gemara says, we might draw banani. How do you know that the Tana of this brighter, right, is Chachamim? Maybe Dilma Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. Then we haven't proven anything, because we can only prove, right? We can only prove that it's Rabbi Chachamim if we know for a fact that Tana Kama is that the Tana of this bright is not Rabbi Yehuda. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, then all we know is Rabbi Yehuda. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, he says that fruits which are not for drink you can squeeze on Shabbos. We've got no proof that it's Chachamim. That's what the Gemara's question is now. So the Gemara says, "V'tahave nam Rabbi Yehuda." You know what the Gemara says, and so what? Let it be Rabbi Yehuda. Amar, you can say the Shamat Rabbi Yehuda yatsu me'atzma. The most you can say is that Rabbi Yehuda said, or we spoke earlier on, was if the liquids came out on its own. So chatin lechatchila mishamat lei. Did you ever hear Rabbi Yehuda say himself that you actually lechatchila go in and squeeze stuff? No, even in yesterday's Amud. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? The machloket over there was Amram Shmuel Moder Rabbi Yehuda lechachamim bezeitim vanavi, right? And what was that whole discussion over there? That whole discussion was over there. We said nitpazulo. Hold on. Ain sochan Amram Yehuda Shmuel Moder Rabbi Yehuda lechachamim bezeitim vanavi. Might have it. The Mishnah said Ain sochan parotim emashkid im yatzu me'atzman asurin. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Im leochlin hayotzei min mehen mutar, im lemashkel yotzei min asur." The Mishnah said there in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda just speaking there about it, dropped it on his own. We never saw in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda said that if you can actually squeeze it the chatchila. So even if you say that the Tana of this Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, it's still a chidush to the machloket in yesterday's Mishnah. Clear? Yesterday's Mishnah was about liquids dripping out on its own. Here, this brayta says you can actually squeeze the chatchila. So you need to say to Rabbi Yehuda, where do we hear until Rabbi Yehuda saying you can choose on its own? We didn't. Right? Shema, it says like this, so how we can explain this? Since these fruits are not ready there as a rule for squeezing for drinks, right? Even lechatchila you can squeeze them, and afilu tamarabanan, because kavod lavan eschitin you know afilu lechatchila Therefore, it's a different machloket. Rabbanan would seem to agree with the machloket there with Rabbanan. Yes, it was about the fruits. Like Anavim and Zaytim, and the Gemara concludes, Shma Mina Rabbanani, Shma Mina. So we've got perfect proof over here that this Tana come of the Mishnah, via the Chachamim. That's not a different Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda, and even they would agree. And the reason why they agree is because these are fruits that aren't normally there for drinking, and therefore they agree with Rabbi Yehuda, and there's no Machloket, that fruits that are not normally for drinking, like apples, squeeze on Shabbos, there's no Isra of Dash, it's not a problem whatsoever. What's troubling Chachamim at the moment, the Gemara, is in this brighter, we brought the brighter, right? What was our proof that you couldn't squeeze pomegranates? Was that B'nai Menashia squeezed pomegranates? Now the Gemara says like this. Shel Beit Menashia Bar Menachem Ayu Sochatim B'Rimonim. That was that quote, that proof from the brighter there. So Rav Nachman, Halacha K'shel Beit Menashia Bar Menachem. And Rav Nachman says, you're right, halacha is like them. So Amale, so Rav said to Rav Nachman, Menashe bar Menachem Tanahu? What this Menachem bar Menashe, he's a Tana? He's a Tamil Chochem? He's a Posek? Because he squeezes Rimonim, you're telling me that halacha is like him? Who's he? So there's a guy, Menashe bar Menachem, squeezes pomegranates. Beautiful. That makes it halacha. Right? So Amale, Rav Nachman, So like this, you know, maybe you want to say halacha ki hai tana. Maybe you want to say, if you're going to say to me, v'chi taima, you could say, right, that what do we really want to say? Not that the halacha is like bar menashia, but halacha is ki hai tana, is like the tana, the savarla, kashel menashia bar menachem. Right? That the Tana hole is that the Tana is passing in halacha. Not that, but we're passing halacha. What Rav Nachman wanted to say, maybe you could say, it's not that halacha is like Menashe bar Menachem, but like the Tana because of Menashe bar Menachem. Then I'd be happier. I want halacha because of a Tana, not because of a sub farmer who happens to squeeze fruits or a fruit juice blender. Right? So the Muslim, but still, Menashe bar Menachem, even you say that to me, Menashe bar Menachem, have a Ruba Dalma? Is this one guy, Menashe ben Menachem? You need to tell me now that it's not that he's the Tana, but the halacha is like the Tana, and the Tana passes the halacha because of Menashe ben Menachem. Why? Menashe ben Menachem, he's the whole world, or the majority of the world, and we're going after him, that suddenly pomegranates, the majority of the world make pomegranate juice, and therefore pomegranates now become like grapes and olives. Right, look at Rashi there, Deruba the Alma, the Mishum Ihu Lechudeh, because of this one guy, Nashvuye Derech Rimonim Leschita. Suddenly we've decided that pomegranates now are grown for squeezing. We saw the statistic yesterday. 75% of grapes in the world are grown for wine. So it's pretty fair to say that when you got a grape is there for its liquid. But are 75% or even 51% of the pomegranates in the world grown for pomegranate juice? Because of Bar Menashe, because of this one guy? That's a gross question. It just takes it quite seriously. And one says, yes, one guy is good enough. I can tell you that if he does it, he does it. Why? How do we know that? Ditnan, there were quotes, a Mishnah here from Masechet Kilayim. It says like this, Hamakayem kotzim bekerim. If you farm some sort of plant that all it's really got is thorns. Now thorns, again, we'll see that thorns here, I don't know if it's more like devil thorns, but thorns also were used for like a food for animals. Animals ate the thorns. Right, so now you're not really growing a proper fruit or food type of growth. So the Tanna Kamma says in the Mishnah, right? Amakam kotim bekerim. Rabbi Lezer omer kidesh. What does it mean kidesh? Kidesh over here means from the word lahagdish. When you maktish something to Beit Hamikdash, so now it gets kedusha, and now it's separated from you. That's what the word. That's what kedusha means. Kedusha means separated. So now, if you've got something which is clear kerim, right? Amazing, Michael. If you've got clear kerim, right, that you're growing in a vineyard, you know, there's Isra of clear kerim, you can't grow things in the vineyard together. that Rabbi Lezer says that if you do, it becomes asu. So then the grapes become asu kol, and that's called kidesh. You made them asu. You separated them. Rabbi Lezer says that if you grow thorns in the kerem, you kidesh. You've now got clear kerem, now becomes asu. That's what Rabbi Lezer says. Shekain, and why? But Aravia mekayamin kotzei sadot legam lehen. He says, because why? In Arabia, they grow thorn farms, right, to feed their camels. For something, there's something good about camels eating thorns. So because in Arabia, they grow the camel thorns, therefore thorns now become like fruits. And therefore, Rabbi Lezer says, if you grow thorns in your kerem, it is clear kerem. Exactly like Bar Menashia, right? Squeeze pomegranates into one go. Therefore, pomegranates become squeezable because in Aravia they grow thorns. Therefore, thorns are now like a food. And therefore, if you grow them in your vineyard, they're going to become clear kerem. So Gemara says, how can you compare that? Midi iria da Aravia. Atra. How are you comparing Aravia? Aravia is a place, a city, a country, a town, whatever. He says, Hacha. But ledato etzel kol adam. So he says there, if I understand this question, the Gemara, he says, there, Aravia is a country. Here, Bar Menashe is one guy. How do you compare country to one guy? Elahantam, so he says, Aravia, no. So Rabbi Chanina, right, gives his own reason. He says, what's the reason that there it is Kidesh? Right, to watch Rav Nachman's reason, when Rav Nachman, sorry, I said of Kidesh, Rav Nachman said that it's by Bar Menashe. So what's the high time of Rav Chisda? I think Rashi actually says it over here. Rashi says, yeah. Hold on a second. Where's the place? So just look at the Rashi, Atra, ha, v'chashivut, the rabbim ha v'chashivut, because their place, their rabbi is a country, lots of people there, but hacha, chad, gavre, l'chudehu, name batel data, because of one guy, batel data, elahainu time Rav Nachman, right. This is Rav Nachman's reason, right, dam halacha ein tzochatin, that says that why you can't squeeze the pomegranate, because of Rav Chisda, right, dam Rav Chisda, what Rav Chisda say, tardin, shesachtan. Now, tardin, what is tardin? It's not, what is tardin? Tell me what's the English version of tardin? Not tear, what's it? Beets? No, what is it? Somebody? Anybody?
Beets.
Beets, right? Beets. Okay, I got it. Okay, so tardin, shesachtan. Right? Not b'mikveh. If you squeeze beetroots, okay, now you got this beetroot juice. And you put it into the mikveh, right? And it's going to change if it's a lot of it, it's going to be colored, right? It's going to color your mikveh now. It's going to be very red. So it says, b'mikveh, poslin da mikveh b'shinu mare. It makes the mikveh pasul by changing the color, right? Now, I skipped out that long Rashi over there, but go to the next Rashi, b'shinu mare. Lo b'shloshet lugin. We're not discussing here three lug. If you've got three lug in the mikveh, that's something different, right? He says, the law who screws shlosh lug in. Ele b'mayim shuvin, about shar mashkin, lo paslim ken nishtana amare amikveh al yedehen. Says, who screws shlosh lug in, ele b'mayim shuvin, right? As we're talking about a kosher mikveh over here, right? About shar mashkin, lo pasle elim ken nishtana amare. Other liquids only posel the mikveh. If you stick other liquids in there, you throw milk in or you throw any other liquids of all the liquids we know about, they only pasul the mikveh, not like three lug of drawn water, of regular water. Let's say fruit juices, etc. Only will pasul the mikveh if it changes the color of the mikveh. Okay, otherwise we ignore them. So yeah, this beetroot stuff you squeezed is pasul the mikveh from a changing of its shape, of changing of its color, which now we're attributing a status of liquid to this beet, to these squeezed beets. Right? V'ha lav b'nei schita ninu. And how come? They're not normally used for squeezing. Therefore, beetroot juice is not a liquid. So if it's not a liquid, then why is it puzzling the mikveh? You got the question? Right? If it's not a liquid, we say that what puzzles a mikveh? Either drawn water, in other words, like from a tap, not rainwater or water that comes out on its own. Or other liquids if it changes the mare. But now, since when is beetroot juice a liquid? We've got yayin, we've got dam, we've got chalav, we've got tal, we've got shemen, we've got all those things, right? Where do we get to beetroot juice? And beetroot juice then, if it shouldn't pass with it, even if it's a change of a color, because they're liquid. Right? Elamai itlach, so what do you say? Kaim and achshavinu havelo mashka. Since you attributed a certain importance to this, you went to the trouble of squeezing it and making it into juice, you gave it chashivut, that's why it passes the mikvah. So he says, so too, right? So too, Rav Chanina says, hachidami kevan de'achshavinu havelei mashka. Why is this rimonim, this pomegranates, why is it asur to this shchita? Because since we've given it importance, in other words, there are people who attribute to it the importance of a drink, status of a drink, therefore it would become, it is a liquid, not because it's one guy who does it, but because we're giving chashivut to the concept of pomegranate juice, right? We're attributing a different status to it. It seems that it is recognizable as a drink, therefore it would become us. I think you can still ask the questions, in my opinion, still remains, by the way. Why? Because one guy drinks pomegranate juice, therefore gets the chashivut. I'm not 100% sure why. But Papa gives a different answer. Papa says, no. Amar mishum dahave davar she'enu sinu menu mikvah lechatchila. He goes down, Rav Papa, onto the mikvah. We finished now with Rav Nachman and the case of pomegranate juice. And now we're getting to a machloket over here of why this tardin, this beet juice, passes the mikvah. So we originally brought it, we said, Rav Chanina said, why? Because of Rav Chisda. What was Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda said, it's pasulet. And he wanted to say, why? Because Shinu Mare, right? Because it's we gave it importance. Rav Papa says, no. Why is it pasul the mikvah? Shum dehavet davar she'en osin memenu mikvah lechatchila. Because it's something which you aren't allowed to make a mikvah from lechatchila. You can't make a mikvah lechatchila from beetroot juice, he says. If you go and fill up now 40 say of beetroot juice, you haven't got a kosher mikvah. So therefore, once something which is not kosher for a mikvah in the first place changes the color of the mikvah. See, if you've got a mikvah now, beetroot juice, and a mikvah beetroot juice is not a kosher mikvah. That's what he wants to say. The whole davar she'en osin memenu mikvah lechatchila posel mikvah v'shinu mare. Anything which, any liquid which you would create, which you aren't going to make a mikvah from lechatchila, if it changed the color of the mikvah, would pasul the mikvah. Okay? So he says now, and Rashi gives a list over here. He says like this. Rav Papa says, just look at this Rashi very quickly. It's a bit of a longer Rashi, but it's worth looking at. It's the last Rashi of the narrow lines. So Rav Papa says, like this, he says, not because of what you wanted to say, because of the chashivut. As never ever will be called liquids. It doesn't make a difference. It can't be because of its liquids. V'had de mafsil, and why does it pass on the mikvah? Mishum de kol davar she'en osin umenu mash mikvah. Anything which you won't do a mikvah from. Now, let's see what you can make a mikvah from. It's worthwhile taking note of this. She'en o mayim, not water, or sheleg, or snow, or barad, or hail, posel et a mikvah b'shinu mari. Anything. So if you make it, you can make a kosher mikvah from water, from snow. You know it's a mishnah, right? Mishnah fresh masech mikvahot. You can take snow, cut out or ice. You can take ice and cut the thing of ice, and it might melt and it becomes a kosher mikvah. Or hail, take all the hail together and it'll melt kosher mikvah. Or water in all its forms. But anything else, says Rav Papa, which is not lechatchila, something you can make a mikvah from, if it changes the color of the mikvah, it will pass all the mikvah. Right, if you put a bit of wine in, for example, right, and red wine, and it'll pass the mikvah. Right, and now he said like this, Mishnah Bari. Tonight, the Gemara said like this, quote the Mishnah, Tonight and Hatta. Nafala tocho yayin o chometz u mochel v'shin amar have pasul. So the Mishnah says like this, fell into it wine or vinegar or mochel. Now what's mochel? We'll see in a minute what mochel is. Mochel is olive oil at a certain stage. Okay, we'll go into a little detail into that now, right? Umochel, v'shinu mare pasul, right? So that seems to be, that seems to be the proof of what we just said over here. But now the Gemara seems to get a bit sidetracked into this. But that Mishnah would help us. But now the Gemara goes into this in detail and discusses this mochel, right? So the Gemara says, "Man tanu de mochel mashkahu." Who says that mochel is mashka? Now, it's relevant to the rest of our sugya because we've been discussing all along the olives and the olives draining off and the olives and the olive oil, etc. So it says, who's the Tana that says that Mochel is Mashkahu? Right, look at Rashi over here. Man Tana de Mochel, Kesakarach Ein Mikveh Nifsa Ilde Mashka. Because what's he saying over here? The Gemara is saying, wait a second. We understand that a mikveh can be pasul if something which wasn't kosher for a mikveh changes the color of the water. But that's only if lechatchila it's a liquid. Now, this mochel, who says we understand that wine's a liquid? We understand that chalav, that milk is a liquid. We understand chometz, vinegar is a liquid. Right, but where, because vinegar is based like wine, but where's mochel, this mochel, how do we know, where's this mochel, why is it, since when's this mochel a liquid, right, so he says, Amar Abai Rabbi Yaakovi, the Tanya of the bright Rabbi Yaakov, Omer, mochel harei hu kamashka, mochel is like mashka, like a liquid, u'ma tam amru mochel ayotzei b'tchile tahor, so now he says like this, if it's a liquid, then explain something to me, if it's a liquid, right, one of the yad shachat dams, right, the eight liquids we see, we had a shemen. Shemen is a liquid. Mochal, if mochal was a liquid, then why do we say, right, Amru mochal ayotze betchila, the first mochal that comes out of the olives is tahor. In other words, he's not machshila tuma. He's not considered a liquid to make something be able to get tuma. Look at Rashi. Betchila, he says over here, betchilat te'inatan shel zeitim. Right, now we'll see in a second, it's very, very quickly. I'm not an expert in olive presses, but we'll see from the Gemara here in a moment that olives basically undergo different stages. First, olives are gathered up together and they're left in a big place where there's pressure brought to bear on them, but they're left there to more ripen and get a bit more tosses and olives drink out and liquid saps out. Then they're moved and they're actually crushed, and then more olives come out, olive oil comes out. Then they're left after the crushing process, the mush stuff and liquid drips out of that. We'll see that the mocha, if understood correctly, is the first and the third liquids that drip out, not the second. The middle one seems to be the proper oil. Look over here. He says, back in the Gemara, you don't really want that. That's why it's not machshir, because it's lo leratzon. Go back to Rabbi Akiva and Rachachamim. You don't want that liquid to drip out at the time. You want the olive to get ripe and nice and ripe. So when you come to crush them, they're very fit for the crushing. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mochel and Mashka. In that bright over there, Tanakama says that it is Mashka. And why is it why isn't it Machshir Tumah? Because you don't want it. Rabbi Shimon says, no, Mochel is not Mashka at all. Uma tam amru mochel ayotze mi'iku berabat tamay. It's us. If now it's not mashke at all, then how come we said that the mochel that at a later stage sips out of the process is tamay, is machshil tuma? Look at Rashi. Mi'iku berabat la'achar shenischat shmano. After you've already squeezed out the olives, right? Or lifnei schitato, right? Or just right before, right? But at a later stage, why then would it become metame? Says the fish efshar lo belo tich cheshemin, because it's impossible to have at that stage even any liquids coming out which haven't got a bit of oil in them as well. Because really, the further stage down the line, the olives are now more suitable for the squeezing. So even stuff that comes out either after the squeezing, which makes more sense, even right before the squeezing, that stuff they also is impossible to add a bit of oil, and therefore the oil is shemin. So what's that? My benayu. He says, "My ber ikke benayu de ati batar itztetsa." Right, look at Rashi over here. My ber b'may plige hoil v'tarvayu moded de mochel yotze b'tchilat tahor v'yotze mikul berabat tame. He says, "What's the difference over here between we had over here? Rabbi Yaakov says mochel is mashka, and why is it at the beginning the first stage is tahor, and Rabbi Shimon says mochel is not mashka, yet he says that at the end of the stage it is tame. You got it?" The one says it's not mashka, the one says it is mashka, but the one says it's not mashka says that it is tamay, and the one says that it is machshir l'tuma, but it's not mashka. The one who says it isn't mashka says it's tahor. It doesn't machshir l'tuma. Doesn't make sense. If it's mashka, it's machshir l'tuma. If it's not mashka, it's not machshir l'tuma. We've got the one saying it is mashka and it's not machshir l'tuma, and the one saying it's not mashka, it is machshir l'tuma. Right? So what's going on over here? Both of them agree that at the beginning stage it is tahor. And both of them agree that the later stage is tameh. So what are they arguing about? Why they both agree at the beginning the first liquids that come out don't machshir. And they both agree that later on the next come out is machshir because it's got a bit of oil in it. So why is the one saying it is boil, the one saying it is mashka, the one saying it's not mashka? What's the machloke? What are they arguing about? Right? So he says, Rashi says, yeah, nechud lemar have mashka v'tame, or lemar lo have mashka v'tahor. Right? So what's the machloke? The ati batar itztitza. So he says, what are they arguing about? The man, what comes out, la'achar sheitchilu litchamein, after they started getting like warm and ready for the rab, udachaku zedze nishtahe akomer yamim. Says when the wine and the grapes are all pushing each other together and they're spending a lot of time there, so some liquid comes out as well. In fact, like I said, I'm not such an expert here, but that's what I think he's saying over here. Rav Amar Mishum Dahave Davar Sha'elosin Hemenu Mikva, Upostla Mikva Mishum Mare. So Rav says that because it's not something. Sorry, Rabbi Dakwe Nayud Atribat, it's right, that's there. The Rabbi said like this. Rabbi said another example. Rabbi Mishum Dahave Davar Sha'elosin Hemenu Mikva, because you don't make a mikva from it, Postla Mikva Mishum Mare. Right, we saw that before. Already, that aloha before. So now, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. So that's the end of the story. Right? I think that's the end of the story. That's it. At the outset, I started getting a little confused over here on this Amud, and I got confused. Right, but I think that's it. We basically finished. So we come just to sum it very quickly. We started with Rav Yehuda, but Stam. When Rabbi Amar Kiv Rabbi Chachamim, then we try to apply that Lola Ratzon to Stam. And we said no, Stam is even Ratzon and Stam is to Rotze, to Ochel and Ratzon and Lola Ratzon. We said was Stam. We said no, Stam could also be Ochel and was when it was Gale Date. We said was Lola Ratzon. Then we went from there into this idea of Bar Menachem with the olives, and we in Benashe we came back to him. And then we got from there onto the issue of pomegranate juice, is it because of one country or not? And we said about the Arabs and the thorns. And then from there we got into the issue of the tardin, where we squeezed the tardin, it became mashkin, and we see all these dat yachidim over here. And now we ended up explaining what mocha was, and we come around that mocha, we've got the three different layers, and they would all agree that this one stage right at the end, when the bitter oil would definitely come out of it, that would be liquid maybe, but still wouldn't matame. Why would it matame? Because it's not something that you make a mikvah from. Right? It would be matame because either it's not a mashka, it would matame because it's not what you make a mikvah from, and therefore we shouldn't marry it with matame. Okay, let's look it up to you. So now I'm a Rav Yehuda, I'm a Shmuel. So chet adam, now this is a very important halacha, more relevant to us, I think, than building mikvahs, everything we've seen up until now. I'm a Rav Yehuda, I'm a Shmuel. So chet adam is kol shenavim letoch hakedera. You can squeeze a bunch of grapes into kedera, into the food. Like let's say you're busy cooking and you want some grape juice to flavor your food, take the grapes and squeeze the grape juice into the pot of food. Avalo letocha kara, but don't squeeze the grapes into an empty bowl, because there you're squeezing for the liquid, here you're squeezing for the food. Cholev adam, if that's the case, we can see from here that then cholev adam es letocha kedera, you can take a goat, make it stand over your pot and milk its udders, right? Avalot tochakara, but not into a bowl. Don't squeeze the goat's milk into the bowl. I'll make a sabas, therefore what's he saying? Mashka bala ochel ochelu. He seems over here that if the liquid which you put into food becomes food. Right? Now this is giving liquid for food becomes food. It's not liquid. So now he asks a kashi, he says, Mati Rami Barchama, Zav shecholev ta'ez. Achalav tamei, a zav, a person who's a tumah, of a tumah, right, a zav, a person with a degree of zav, if he milks a goat, the chalav is tamei, the milk becomes tamei. But now, in order for the milk to become tamei, it has to be, look at one second, v'yamart mashka habala ochlin ochelu, b'may it kashar. If you're going to tell me now that this milk that I'm squeezing out is not liquid, I'm squeezing it into my food, so therefore it actually is food. We know that food is going to become tamay if it was mukhshar le-tumay, if it had been wet by something else before. What was this milk wet by when you squeezed it that the zav could make it tamay? Because the zav could only make food tamay if the food had been touched by liquid. And now, according to you, liquid is squeezed into food. It's food. It's not liquid. You got it? Question clear? I think it's a bit of a joke, personally. I don't know, but right. So he says, "Amayt kashesh." He says, "Rabbi Yochanan betipam luchlechet al piyadad." He says, "Rabbi Yochanan's got an example somewhere else, right? With a drop of milk, the first drop that's on the udder before you even touched it, there was always a little bit of milk dripping out of the udder before you came along and squeezed it. That was there already, and that's what was machshir the next drops that came out. Okay, let's end it over here. I think it was nice.